Dusty Likens. This is Grant Nicholson here with me today. We have you from 9 until 10 on Fantasy Football Sports Radio. And then we will turn you into After Hours, because that's what we do here. We'll get you started here, though, on a Sunday morning, with a lot going on today. I had no idea that there were still bye weeks going on. Dear God. Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Indianapolis, New Orleans, Washington. All of those teams on a bye. But the most important thing that you can honestly understand today is that this is it. Right? Like, this is the last week before the playoffs for most of you. Now, some of you probably will start playoffs in a week or so. I don't know what to tell you about that. But I can tell you right now, this is probably the last week you have until the playoffs start. So what that means is you cannot miss. You cannot have a hiccup this week. You cannot have one of those instances where you start the wrong guy. You have the instance where maybe you're thinking about putting one guy in, maybe you're putting the other guy. You can't have that this week. There's no more room for error. This is it. And for a lot of you, it's tough, because when it comes to this week, you might be one loss away, you might be one win out. I don't know how a lot of you guys do your leagues, but I know in our league, if you have the best record, you get an automatic cash payment. Maybe not everybody, but I know in most leagues, best record in the entire season automatically gets your money back. Maybe I'm wrong. 913-586-7610. There's some guys that may not play today. Seahawks receiver DK Metcalf listed as questionable for today due to a hip injury versus the Panthers. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson may not play again until Christmas Eve as he continues to recover from a sprained PCL, per league sources. That, again, is from Schefter. Tom Brady will like this. Nick Bosa, for all of you that... I don't know how you guys do defenses. Do you guys draft defense? Because how I do defense, I just stream it every week. Right? Like, if I have a defense that's on a bye, it gets dumped, pick up a new one, try to figure out how I can fleece my league. Nick Bosa lists as questionable for Sunday due to a hamstring injury that has prevented him from practicing last week. Those Bosa boys and their hamstrings are, I don't tell you. Leonard Fournette didn't practice Friday. List is questionable Sunday due to a foot injury. Expected to play. So those of you that got Leo Fournette, shout out LSU. Seahawks running backs. This is tough, right? Because I know there's a lot of people out there that rode the Kenny Walker train. Kenny Walker and DJ Dallas. What a name. DJ Dallas. Both listed as questionable for Sunday. Both are unlikely to play versus the Panthers. Unlikely to play versus the Panthers, per source. If they are indeed out, Seattle would have to lean on a trio of running backs, Tony Jones Jr., Travis Homer, and Godwin. I'm not going to say his last name. It's kind of tough. It's IGWEBUIKE. For those of you that are hoping that Kadarius Toney would play, he is out as well. For those of you that follow the Chiefs beat writers, congratulations. You knew that at least all the way up to yesterday. Amari Cooper listed as questionable for Sunday due to a hip injury. He's expected to play versus the Bengals. And Trevor Lawrence, who missed most of practice last week and is listed as questionable for Sunday due to a toe injury, is expected to play today. Saquon Barkley, a big home run hitter for a lot of you, listed as questionable for today due to a neck injury, is a 50-50 shot and wants to see how he feels on today's warmups before the game to see if he can go. Matt Breida and Gary Brightwell are the backups. Grant, let's do some matchups. You know how we do it. We get you started. We get you going. We give you half the noon slate. We'll do the other half of the noon slate. Then we'll get you to 3 o'clock in the main event tonight. Here we go. From the 816, champion, big money. Second, double your buy-in. Third, get your buy-in back. How you doing, sweetheart? From the 816, Christian Kirk or Keenan Allen. We'll get you all your questions at the end of the hour. But I'll help you out today because I feel nice. I'm in the Christmas spirit. Lights are up. Trees are out. Everybody's doing their thing. Christian Kirk or Keenan Allen this week. I am 12-1 going against my nephew who is 11-2. The hell with your nephew. He sucks. I'm kidding. Your nephew's probably a good guy. You gotta go Keenan Allen, right? I think that's how you gotta go. You drafted Keenan Allen for a reason. You got Christian Kirk late in the draft for a reason. Ride the Keenan Allen train. Know what I mean? All right, well, let's start it off with the noon games. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. No Lamar Jackson, right? J.K. Dobbins is back. You gotta love that. Baltimore at Pittsburgh, division game. This kind of sounds like a messy game. This kind of, not a Lionel Messi. He'll play, obviously, later today. But it sounds like a messy game today for Baltimore and Pittsburgh. T.J. Watt is playing. Since T.J. Watt has returned to the Pittsburgh defense, that defense has been pretty good. Pittsburgh is a two-point favorite at home versus Baltimore. 8-4 Ravens, 5-7 Steelers. Tyler Huntley going to start at quarterback. This is tough, right? Because, again, Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Indianapolis, New Orleans, Washington, all on byes. So, really, out of all those teams, you should really only have maybe one quarterback that maybe is rostered in most leagues. That would be Justin Fields. He is out. Tyler Huntley, I mean, 22-32 last week with 187 yards, one interception. Kenny Pickett, you know what Kenny Pickett's got going on right now? The longest active streak without throwing an interception in the NFL. That's pretty interesting. Kenny Pickett. Najee Harris, J.K. Dobbins back in the mix. Obviously, that's kind of interesting because a lot of you that probably in your leagues that have that IR fantasy resting spot that you can use until they come back, he is back. Mark Andrews, so far in the year, 56 receptions. He's got 86 targets, only 7 drops. So he catches everything that comes his way, 654 yards, 5 touchdowns. Pat Freiermuth. An interesting tight end position. Tight end 1 to tight end 2. So tight end 2, TJ Hockenson, tight end 1, Travis Kelce, an 11-point difference. That's tough to think about when you think about tight ends because that's a big drop. Moving on to the next matchup, Minnesota at Detroit. Minnesota at Detroit's a little intriguing. This to me seems like Justin Jefferson could have 200 yards receiving. Now, for those of you that have honestly followed me this entire year, I told you many times that I have Justin Jefferson in a futures bet to be Offensive Player of the Year. This is one of those games that could do that for him. This is an interesting game because the Lions are at home and the Lions are a two-point favorite. I don't know what Minnesota did in Vegas to piss the books off, but this is the second time this year that the Minnesota Vikings have been underdogs in a game in which they should be favored. Now, the last one was when they played the Dallas Cowboys, and we all know how that happened, right? Dallas just ended up murdering the Minnesota Vikings. Here we are again. Detroit Lions at home, -2 against Minnesota. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff. Kirk Cousins has been actually pretty good this year. Kirk Cousins only needs 67 yards to hit the 3,000 mark. Patrick Mahomes hit that a couple weeks ago. That's unfair. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to Kirk Cousins. Jared Goff, though, already has 3,000 yards. Again, taking shots at Kirk Cousins. Jared Goff, honestly, this is going to sound very weird, has had a better year than Kirk Cousins. In fact, Jared Goff's had a pretty damn good year as a fantasy quarterback. 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He's got a 95.7 QBR going into this. Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift. This seems like a good matchup for running backs and wide receivers. Amara St. Brown, DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams. I don't know why the Lions would get away from Jamal Williams. The guy scores every single time. That guy has probably got a lot of you inside your fantasy playoffs and clinched your fantasy position because you probably drafted him and he's gotten you all these touchdowns. But again, they've already said, Dan Campbell said, DeAndre Swift's healthy. He's our guy. Justin Jefferson and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Justin Jefferson, by the way, on the year, 127 targets, only 3 drops, 88 receptions, 1277 on yards. You know what Justin Jefferson's averaging a year on receptions? 14.5 yards per catch. That is absolutely disgusting because Amon-Ra St. Brown has had a great year as well. 100 targets, 78 receptions. I'm sorry, 76 receptions. He has 830 yards. You know what he's averaging? 10.9. Justin Jefferson, 14.5. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 10.9. That is absolutely disgusting. So fire up Justin Jefferson. Fire up Amon-Ra St. Brown. DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams, Dalvin Cook. This game could be, I don't know, 35-28. Moving on into our next matchup, which is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans. This could get ugly. But again, I tell you to pause because cue up the running backs, right? This seems like running back university. Derrick Henry's going to get his today. Also, Travis Etienne, it's got to happen, man. It's got to happen today. If it doesn't happen today, it's not going to happen in the playoff run. He's going to have another year until he gets actually fit right in that offense. Trevor Lawrence is expected to play today. I know he's been a little banged up. Trevor Lawrence has been actually pretty decent. 28-34, 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Tannehill been out most of the year. It doesn't matter what he does. But Travis Etienne, I feel like this is a game in which they can utilize their running back. Kansas City Chiefs fans know about that front for the defensive line for the Tennessee Titans. It's strong. It's fierce. It's tough. It's good. Trevor Lawrence is going to have a lot of time to throw the ball. But what they can do is they can disguise their offense with a little bit of delays, a little bit of runs. They can let Travis Etienne really make sure that he's okay. Christian Kirk guys out there. Zay Jones guys out there. They could be a good play. But again, I don't know how much time Trevor Lawrence is going to have to throw. Christian Kirk, though, on the year, 99 targets, 62 receptions, only 4 drops, 829 yards. Christian Kirk, very good fantasy year this year, averaging 13.3 yards per reception. That's pretty damn good. Outside of Derrick Henry for the Titans, I mean, if you want to roll with the rookie, Treylon Burks, that's fine. He's got potential. He's got big buzz potential. But again, I don't know if he's going to be in the game the entire time. Every time he gets in, he does something very big. Then he gets hurt. Last week, concussion protocol. Weeks before that, he was on IR. Then he came back into the league. But again, Jacksonville, Tennessee, seems like a running back type of game. Seems like Etienne versus Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, obviously the better cat. Already over 1,000 yards. Etienne, 782 on the year. But it's been a surprisingly good find for a lot of you fantasy people out there. Again, 913-586-7810. That's not the number. 913-586-7610. I don't know what the hell that was. We come back, we'll get you the rest of the noon games here on a Fantasy Football Sunday on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, scenic views.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Dusty Likens, presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on 610 Sports Radio and always live on the Odyssey app.
Dusty Likens on the drums. This is Fantasy Football Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Hey, Dusty, if I missed it, I'm sorry, but question for you. Yes. Was it tough to drive this morning? That wasn't the question, but yes, it was. Do I sit Saquon Barkley this week? Eww. I mean, he's dealing with a neck injury for the 913. So tough, right? Like, it's... This is that time of year in fantasy football where, like, guys will be like, I don't know if I want to play or not. But again, we went over it earlier. You got to go with your guys, right, until they're literally unable to play, right? Whether it's a matchup, whether it's whatever it is, you got to go with your guys that got you here. Like, this is it's the last week until the playoffs, man. Like, you're not sitting Saquon Barkley, so... from the 913, yes, I think you have to play Barkley. I don't think you can sit him this week. I think he's going to play. But at least according to Schefter, he's going to play. But yeah, dealing with a neck injury, but again, expected to play Saquon Barkley. I have Gabe Davis and Latavius Murray on bench. I can flex. I don't know if that's just a question or if you're just shouting out loud into your phone. I have Gabe Davis and Latavius Murray on bench. I can flex. Okay. Tough. Gabe Davis, New York Jets. But I will say this, Sauce Gardner will probably be accepting the challenge of one Stephon Diggs. I'm him, is what Stephon Diggs is going to try to say. But again, we owe you the rest of the noon matchups. Grant, hit the damn button. You know what I can't wait to talk about today from 10 to noon is how Vegas gave Missouri a 3-point cushion. A 3-point cushion. I can't get over that. Vegas just wanted to lose money. Oh, God. Hold on. Hold on. 10 to noon after hours. Dusty Likens, Grant Nicholson. We'll get you there, I promise. But, oh, my God. 3 points. So we move on. Philadelphia and the Giants. Battle of the East. Two teams trying to separate themselves. Philly trying to clinch. Philly trying to be the dominant team in the NFC East. Giants coming off a tie against the Commandos. Commanders, get it right. But yeah, I mean, we get right into that action. Just as the text line alluded to, Saquon Barkley. So you didn't miss anything. So stay locked in. But again, Philadelphia, a 7-point favorite. I think that's a little disrespectful. Philadelphia on the road in New York, in the Meadowlands, in the home of the Bruce Springsteen fans. Giants 7-4-1, Eagles 11-1. That little tie is going to help the Giants out later on in the year. But again, this game is an over-under of 44.5. This game seems like it will be a battle of the East Giants, right? Not the New York Giants, but two Giants in the East. Jalen Hurts has been fantastic this year. 2,900 yards throwing, 20 touchdowns throwing, 3 interceptions only. He's got 108.3 rating. He's flirting with trying to take the MVP award from one Patrick Mahomes. Daniel Jones, on the other hand, I think Daniel Jones is a good start. Again, if you were under a rock and missed the start of the show, which is probably the most important part of the show, because there's a lot of you that probably had some festivities last night, missed out, didn't know what the bye weeks were this week. Surprisingly, this is one of the biggest bye weeks of the season. No Atlanta, no Chicago, no Green Bay, no Indianapolis, no New Orleans, no Washington. So what that means for a lot of you out there is no Jonathan Taylor. No Marcus Mariota, Cordell Patterson, for those of you that have been riding the stream quarterback / Atlanta Falcons all year, which is something I've done. No Justin Fields, no Aaron Rodgers, no Taylor Heineke. But for those of you that have quarterbacks that are out this week, Daniel Jones is a nice play this week. Philadelphia does give up some yards to quarterbacks. They do give up a lot of rushing yards. Two opposing running backs, Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley are the two-headed monsters that go against these two teams. Saquon Barkley, you have to play. Again, we mentioned earlier from Adam Schefter, the neck injury could play an effect. But not really, you know, not really going to take anything from you. Miles Sanders, surprisingly good, averaging almost 5 yards a carry, has 9 touchdowns, yet to fumble this year. So Miles Sanders has been actually pretty damn good. A.J. Brown coming off the Boss Hog game. If you follow me enough, you know what Boss Hog means. Big game for A.J. Brown, man. I mean, Tennessee Titans manned up. A.J. Brown having a fantastic year. 6 drops is kind of interesting, but only needs 50 yards for 1,000 on the season. A.J. Brown has been an absolute dime for the Philadelphia Eagles. Darius Slayton trying to figure out his way in New York. He's done okay. He's got almost 600 yards receiving. He's got a couple of touchdowns, 3 to be exact. But again, the New York Giants, there's no secret in what they do. They're going to run the ball. They're going to disguise it with Daniel Jones. They're going to RPO it. They're going to run the Army-Navy offense to a T. We move on to our next matchup, and that is Jets-Bills. I almost thought this could be my all-juice game. I almost thought this could be the all-juice game, but again, I have to pump the brakes because there is one later on tonight that's got all the Therese Paylor juice. But this one, Jets-Buffalo. Kansas City Chiefs fans, what are you doing for this one? It's a noon game. Right, your team doesn't play let's ride until the very end of the day. 3 o'clock to be exact. But it's Jets, Buffalo. Again, this goes back to the text message earlier, Gabe Davis. I like Gabe Davis in this matchup, and the reason I like Gabe Davis in this matchup is for one real reason. Sauce Gardner is going to be all over Stephon Diggs. Just like he took the challenge last week on Justin Jefferson. Sauce Gardner is going to try to cover Stephon Diggs all game, keep Stephon Diggs quiet. But Stephon Diggs is one of those guys, right? He's the first Buffalo Bills receiver to have 1,200 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns in 12 games. Stephon Diggs is Josh Allen's best friend, and Josh Allen is Stephon Diggs' best friend. That connection is there, but there's one thing that's going to interrupt that today, and that is Sauce Gardner. So I think Gabe Davis could be a big part of this game. The other thing I think about a big part of this game is that I think Devin Singletary will be also used very well. Devin Singletary has been actually pretty decent this year. I know the yards don't add up. He's just over barely 600 yards receiving, but he gets a lot of touchdowns inside the five. Like, you'd think that Josh Allen would do it. You'd think that Josh Allen would be the guy that's going to get a lot of yards inside the five, a lot of touchdowns inside the five. No, Devin Singletary, four touchdowns, three of which rushing are inside the five-yard line. Garrett Wilson, been a fantastic rookie, almost has 1,000 yards receiving, only needs 210 yards receiving. He's not going to get that against Buffalo, as Buffalo's defense is one of the best defenses in the league. So Jets players-wise, I'm not sure if you want to ride the Mike White train. It's not really anything impressive, right? He's only played a couple weeks. He's been decent. They wear a shirt with his face on it. They actually hate Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, I don't know. It's over. I can't tell you anything else. Josh Allen, you're starting. Stephon Diggs, you're starting. Gabe Davis, you're probably starting. Singletary, you're starting. All those Buffalo Cats. You got to roll with them because you drafted them for a reason. The next matchup is an interesting one. It's Cleveland at Cincinnati. I say it's interesting because this is week two of Deshaun Watson starting. Yes, that nasty scumbag piece of garbage is going to play another week in the NFL. Here's the thing. We live in a tough society, Costanza, right? Because fantasy and real life don't really coexist, but they do coexist. I get it. There's probably people out there that want Deshaun Watson on their fantasy team because of the uprising support that you can have in your roster with Deshaun Watson. If you don't, because he's a scumbag, I totally agree with that. But again, last week, a rough go for Deshaun Watson. Not a good game, not a good start. This week, cobwebs are shaking off. Deshaun Watson should be a decent play in this Cincinnati game. The one thing that's interesting about Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, 0-4 versus the Browns. 0-4. Bengals 8-4, though. Browns 5-7. Burrow versus Deshaun. Again, last week, Deshaun Watson, 12 of 22, 131 yards, an interception, no touchdowns, as he shaked the cobwebs out of his system to get back into the NFL against a Houston team that has obviously been pretty bad. Joe Burrow, though, trying to sneak into that MVP conversation, 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, carries 103.7 QBR into the season. Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. I don't know if I start Tyler Boyd. If you're in a deep league and you need a receiver to get that option, he could have some play, but you're obviously starting T. Higgins. That guy's just been a damn good weapon. It's a kid's show. It's Sunday, Dusty. Clean it up. He's been a darn good weapon. Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, why not, right? Some guys took him in the first round. Could have been an early second round pick. It's up to you. Nick Chubb, 1,119 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns. This game is a battle of the AFC North. Browns can kind of play spoiler. Joe Burrow's never beat the Browns. I look for this game to be somewhere around like 31-28. Cleveland losing to Cincinnati, but a lot of action, a lot of numbers. So again, Amari Cooper on the banged up side, but Amari Cooper's also been very, very good this year, as he's only 168 yards away from that 1,000 yard mark. I don't know if he gets 168 against Cincinnati. He's a little banged up. He's questionable to play. He probably will play, so don't worry about that. But again, Ja'Marr Chase, Amari Cooper, Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, T. Higgins, all should be starting your roster today, as you have one more week until those bloody playoffs start. Last game of the noon slate before we get into the 3 o'clock slate after this break. But one game that we have to do is Houston at Dallas. Are you kidding me? Houston at Dallas. You know what this game reminds me of? The one kid that's a little bit liked more than the parent, right? Two teams in the state of Texas. Dallas by 30. Everybody for Dallas. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, Tony Pollard, Zeke Elliott, all of them. Start them all. Get them all on the field. As for Houston, I'm only starting Damian Pierce. And the only reason I say to start Damian Pierce is because he's going to be the only one that really gets a lot of volume within that offense. Everybody else, not really a factor. But this is a game in which Dallas, I think, wins by 30. But, of course, me saying that means that Dallas is only going to win by 6. I'm not telling you to go out there and bet. I'm not telling you to go out there and tease Houston. I just feel like this is a game in which Dallas wins 42 to, like, 14. Maybe give up an early touchdown early to Damian Pierce. Maybe, like, a 50-yard touchdown run could happen. But then after that, nothing else. Micah Parsons, who's... All right, never mind. I'll keep it quiet with Micah Parsons. But anyways, you have a lot of people on this roster for Dallas that can score a lot of points. You have a lot of people on this Houston offense that can't score a lot of points. The only player you're playing for Houston, Damian Pierce. For Dallas, CeeDee Lamb, fire him up. He's finally got to that point. Dak Prescott, fire him up. Zeke Elliott, he scores all the time. He takes touchdowns away from Tony Pollard. But this feels like a Tony Pollard type of game. I don't know why. But it just seems like Tony Pollard is going to have to eventually tell Zeke Elliott to chill out. Those are your noon games. We come back. We'll get you at 3 o'clock games. This is Fantasy Football Sunday on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Twin Peaks. I'm Dusty Likens. That other guy is Grant Nicholson. We'll be right back after this.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Dusty Likens, presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on 610 Sports Radio and always live on the Odyssey app.
On a 610 Sports Radio station. That's Grant Nicholson on the base. Multi-talented Grant Nicholson. This is Fantasy Football Sunday, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Not sure why the Russian accent came out there, but it sometimes does. After Hours comes up from 10 until noon. Again, obviously, if you have any questions about your rosters, anything at all, let me know. Slayton or Pickens? Man, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, 816, because I'm sure you're pissed too, because that's why I want to get to this, right? I think George Pickens could be one of the best wide receivers in football. I really, really do. But he's not doing himself any favors. Last week, because here's my dilemma, if you guys want a little bit of myself, which you probably don't. I have Gabe Davis and George Pickens. I thought Gabe Davis was going to break out this year. He obviously has not. I also thought George Pickens could be one of those, like, Amon-Ra St. Brown guys from last year where it was like, where the hell did this guy come from? And neither one have really lived up to the hype, right? So here's the thing. Slayton or Pickens, that's a really tough thing. But one thing I have noticed in the sports world is when people come out and they call out their offense or they call out their quarterback and say, give me the damn ball, normally the next week those guys elevate or they get targeted early. So if I'm you, 816, and you're between Darius Slayton and George Pickens, I think you got to go George Pickens. I have Gabe Davis and Latavius Murray on bench. I can flex. I would go Gabe Davis. Thank you for advice. I have Barkley in for today. The Davis and Murray was who I use instead. If I win this week, I'm in the 2 seed for playoffs. Again, 913, I think you have to go Gabe Davis because I think that Stephon Diggs gets shadowed by Sauce Gardner, who I think is the defensive player of the year. Defensive rookie of the year. I think Michael Parsons will win defensive player of the year or Bosa. One of the two are going to get it. Sanders or Foreman. I think you got to go Miles Sanders. I like Philadelphia's matchup this week. I think you have to go Miles Sanders. Grant, 3 o'clock matchups. All right, we get into Tampa Bay, San Francisco 49ers. That's our first 3 o'clock game. This game, not a whole lot going on. I know there's a lot of you out there that probably are riding the Christian McCaffrey train, the Deebo Samuel train. Look, I get it. I think the San Francisco 49ers are one of the best talented teams in the world. But again, there's no Jimmy G. We had to see that good-looking stallion get carted off the field last week. Now it's Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. You're going to hear all the stories today about it. This is his first NFL start. He's Mr. Irrelevant. You know what happens when those things happen? This guy's going to get absolutely shelled today. Tampa Bay has a great defensive front. Tom Brady, Brock Purdy, okay? Tampa Bay, 3.5-point underdogs. Take Tampa today. I know there's a lot of you out there like, dude, Brock Purdy beat Miami last week. Yeah, well, that's because Miami wasn't prepping to play Brock Purdy. They were prepping to play Jimmy Garoppolo, and things fell off the wagon for the Miami Dolphins, right? It was a tough matchup. But again, 8-4 Niners, 6-6 Bucks. Tom Brady since, well, can I say this? Am I okay to say this? Tom Brady since the divorce has been pretty good. I'm not here to talk about somebody's life, but I'm saying ever since the pressure of Tom Brady came off of Tom Brady's back, Tom Brady's been absolutely just nails. In fact, I watched last weekend in Vegas, a couple guys live bet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they were plus 2,000 to win that game against the Saints, and Tom Brady put up a last final drive to knock those cats out of the game. Tampa Bay, 3.5-point underdogs, according to Barstool Bets. I would take that. Also, 37.5, I would take that over. So today, if you want to look at that fantasy game, Tom Brady, Brock Purdy, you know how bad Brock Purdy is or how irrelevant Brock Purdy is? Doesn't even have a graphic on most sports bet apps. It just says BP, like the gas station. Seriously. Last week, though, 29-46, 276, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. I know he did the whole, like, I got ice in my veins thing. Give me a break. Leonard Fournette expected to play in this game. Leonard Fournette's been actually pretty decent. For those of you that drafted Leonard Fournette later in the rounds, 4 or 5 rounds, or 4th or 5th round, congratulations. Leonard Fournette's actually been a pretty good piece. Christian McCaffrey, obviously you're starting him. Brandon Ayuk, I think you have to start him. Deebo Samuel, have to start him. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Let's talk about Chris Godwin for just a half a second. Chris Godwin has been absolutely unreal the last 4 weeks of the season. Tom Brady has found his guy. Chris Godwin seems to be healthy. What a guy he's been for a lot of your fantasy lineups. Chris Godwin has to start, has to play, has to be a wide receiver one on your roster unless you are ungodly amountly talented when it comes to receivers. But again, Deebo Samuel, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Tom Brady, all those guys, Christian McCaffrey, all of them have to be fired up in your lineup because, again, we've already said this earlier, playoffs start next week. We move to our next matchup, which is Carolina. Sorry. Carolina at Seattle. This was also a runner-up for my all-juice game because this game screams messy, it screams sloppy, and it screams a lot of different guys that a lot of people drafted that could possibly be good. You know Tyler Lockett, Ema guy? You know he scored a touchdown in 4 consecutive weeks? I don't know what it is about Tyler Lockett, but that dude is a cat for life. And he's a cat daddy in the NFL. That guy, ever since he called Russell Wilson out, even though he wants to act like he didn't call Russell Wilson out and say that, you know, we're just happy that we have unselfish guys here. Who else are you talking about, T-Lock? Tyler Lockett has been an absolute god of a guy when it comes to wide receiver. DK Metcalf dealing with a hip injury, 50-50 shot to play. I think DK Metcalf is going to play. Sam Darnold back last week, 11-19, 164, 1 touchdown. That touchdown, he found DJ Moore, our guy. Our guy, DJ Moore. All of you that had slept on DJ Moore this entire year because you drafted him early in the third round, mid-third round in your fantasy drafts, finally DJ Moore came out of hiding. Those wanted signs on posters, on telephone poles that have 70,000 nails in them that had DJ Moore. Where's he at? Where's he at? I want DJ Moore. Where's he at? DJ Moore just needed Sam Darnold. Need to get out of Baker Mayfield. Need PJ Walker to get the hell out of town. Heck out of town. Sunday show. Had to get everybody out of town. Baker Mayfield gone. Sam Darnold in. Sam Darnold in his gigantic cranium. Finally back on the Carolina side. Throwing to DJ Moore. Deonta Foreman, a good play. He's not my first running back, nor my second, nor my third. But if you're in a deep league and you need him to start, because, again, how many guys are on bye, right? We've talked about this all week. Or all day, Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Indianapolis, New Orleans, Washington, Brian Robertson, Antonio Gibson, not playing. Jonathan Taylor, not playing. Alvin Kamara, not playing. So, a guy like Deonta Foreman is a solid play. 126 carries, 563 yards, 4.4 average, and 4 touchdowns. And that's when he hasn't been the main guy. That's been the last, like, 5 weeks. Deonta Foreman, nice play. Travis Homer, interesting play because Kenny Walker, probably not playing. In fact, I know for a fact he's not going to play. He's been out of practice all week. He was a game time decision. Not going to play. If you want to stretch, if you want to play a single stream, Travis Homer's your guy. Seattle's going to run the ball. They're going to disguise that passing offense. Geno Smith, been a G all year. 3,100 yards passing, 22 touchdowns, only 6 picks, 108.7 QBR rating on the season. DK Metcalf, DJ Moore. It's a battle of the D's and the J and the K. I don't know if I should say battle of the D's on a Sunday show. That seems a little rough. But again, Seattle, Carolina could be a juicy matchup. The last 3 o'clock matchup, right? Last 3 o'clock matchup. Your Kansas City Chiefs versus everybody else's Denver Broncos. Look, I get it, right? This is actually a tougher matchup for fantasy perspective than most people can think. Because Denver's defense is a Super Bowl defense. I'm not kidding. That defense is absolutely insanely good. So I am a little worried about the Kansas City Chiefs offense. But again, let's think about what happened last week. You're all Kansas City Chiefs fans. We'll talk about it here in about 15 minutes on the show After Hours with Dusty Likens, who's a great host on 610 Sports Radio with a great producer in Grant Nicholson. Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites. That scares me. The over-under in this game is 44. That also scares me. But you know what doesn't scare me? Patrick Mahomes, who's thrown for 3,800 yards. If Patrick Mahomes throws for 188 yards or 182 yards today, he throws for 4,000 yards on the season. 4,000. So I think he's going to get that. I think Patrick Mahomes is a solid play. You're not benching these guys, obviously. Patrick Mahomes. You know who I really like today for the Chiefs offense? Isaiah Pacheco. I think this is a game where Pacheco gets a lot of plug. The reason I say that is because I think the Chiefs get out to an early lead, and then I think they just kind of take off and just run the ball throughout the game. I think this is a game that screams Isaiah Pacheco, 110 yards, a touchdown. Travis Kelce, you're obviously starting. Russell Wilson, you're not starting. But Isaiah Pacheco, he averages almost 5 yards a carry. He's got 3 touchdowns. I could see him getting 5 yards a carry today, getting another touchdown, maybe two. But again, take the under on this game. 44 is not going to hit. Chiefs are going to score probably 21 points. They're going to give up about 10, and they're going to win the game and get out. So, easy math, that's 31 points in the game today. Latavius Murray, I don't like it. I really don't like anybody on offense for Denver. Maybe they're tied in. Maybe that guy, I'm not really sure what his name is. It's like Dulich or something like that. Russell Wilson seems to find him, but Russell Wilson doesn't really know how to find anybody except himself. That's really rude to say out loud, but Russell Wilson, not a good quarterback. That offense, not good. Again, Latavius Murray, they got him off the practice squad. They got him out of free agency in the middle of the season. Travis Kelce, though, let's talk about this guy. He needs 132 yards for 1,000 on the season. He averages 12.5 a catch. He's got 12 touchdowns. He's tied for the league lead with Davante Adams. Davante Adams had 0 touchdowns on Thursday night. So Travis Kelce, look for him to get a touchdown. If you want to do a little bet, want to do a little nasty bet, have Travis Kelce be your first touchdown scorer in the game. The other game of the evening, Miami Chargers. That's my all-juice matchup. Miami at Los Angeles. I love this game. I think this is a great end-of-your-weekend kind of game. Dolphins, Chargers, Tua, Tyreek, Jalen, Jeff Wilson Jr., Raheem Mostert. Start them all. Start them all. Los Angeles Chargers, one of the worst teams against the run. Mike McDaniel, one of the best offensive minds when it comes to disguising running backs and getting his wide receivers open. Tyreek Hill needs 11 yards, by the way. Tyreek Hill needs 11 yards to set the all-time receiving record for the Miami Dolphins. By the way, I don't know if you looked at it, but it's week 14. Tyreek Hill needs 11 yards to set the all-time wide receiver yardage-wise in franchise history for the Dolphins in his first year. You're starting all those guys. Chargers, Mike Williams, Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, get them all going. This game is going to be 38-41. That's my guess. And last but not least, your Monday night game. What a bummer. The New England Patriots at the Arizona Cardinals. Terrible game. No N'Keal Harry. All those guys are out. Everybody, N'Keal Harry hasn't played for the New England Patriots in a long time. But Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, none of those guys are worth starting. I don't like Kyler Murray. I don't like Mac Jones. James Conner and Ramondre Stevenson are the only two guys I would start in that game. Those are That's it. James Conner is a touchdown hog, and Ramondre Stevenson is just everything on offense that they need. Devontae Parker, I'm not starting him for New England. DeAndre Hopkins, that's the other guy I'd start for Arizona. James Conner, DeAndre Hopkins, Ramondre Stevenson, that is it. Again, that's it. When we come back, 913-586-7610. I'll take your questions. I'll give you advice. We got 1 week left, and then it's playoff weeks. And I don't know. I've looked at the schedule. This might be the last fantasy football show of the season. We come back. We'll get your questions. We'll do all that. 913-586-7610. This is Fantasy Football Sunday on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Dusty Likens, presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on 610 Sports Radio and always live on the Odyssey app.
All right, this part of the show is dedicated to yours. Fantasy lineups. So, get your questions in. This is an important week. This is a big one. Sanders or Foreman, 816. Go with Miles Sanders. Thanks, Dusty. I was leaning towards Pickens. Just need that little extra. Look, man, I know that question goes back to the 816 when it comes to George Pickens or Gabe Davis. Again, I like George Pickens, and I don't want to ruin your day, because this has happened to me a lot this year. Probably the first time in my life where people ask my advice, and I go based on matchup. I go based on like what I think can happen, and then it doesn't really go well. I mean, I wish I could tell the future. If I could, I would probably know if I should continue doing this career or not. But this is one of those things where, like, when it comes to the matchup, you think of Stephon Diggs probably getting guarded by Sauce Gardner the entire game, which means that Josh Allen's going to look elsewhere, which means Gabe Davis should be active in the slot. When it comes to George Pickens, though, it's tough, right? I think George Pickens is a solid option because of the fact that last week he called out his offense. He called out his quarterback. He said, give me the dang ball. I'm not going to cuss. It's Sunday. It's a church show. It's family-oriented. I don't want to get nasty with it. He said, to quote him, not me, he said, give me the damn ball, is what George Pickens said. So it's tough. Dusty, who do I play as my last flex? I need right answer. I mean, I'm trying to give you the right answer, but again, I can't tell the future. I don't know what's going to happen in football. Like, I wish I could. If I did know the answers, I would probably be a very rich man. I'm not a rich man. I'm just lucky. But when it comes to who do I play in my last flex, I need the right answer. Damian Pierce, Leonard Fournette, or Homer. I think Damian Pierce has probably ticked off a lot of people this year. I think Damian Pierce is supposed to be the guy in Houston. He hasn't been the guy. Houston's just a sad team. They're sorry. They're worse than the Missouri Tigers yesterday. Don't shake your head, Carrington. You know it's okay. Carrington Harrison in the house. He just did not like that. I had to give him a jab. They were -3 yesterday. +3, actually. But no, Leonard Fournette, Homer, Pierce. Man, I'm trying to give you my best advice. Man, you got to go Pierce. In that order, I would go Pierce, Homer, Fournette. Just because there's a chance, if Fournette does get hurt, that Rekhard White's going to play. They're going to split those carries. So if I had to go in an order, I'd go Pierce, Homer, and Fournette. That's how I would do it. That's what I would do. Do I play Jerry Jeudy from the 913 and from the 563? No. I don't think you could play anybody on offense for the Denver Broncos except for whatever that tight end's name is. Isn't it like Dulich? It's like something like that. It's like some weird name that Russell Wilson always seems to find when it comes to the only thing that he can find, which is on the offensive side. But again, I don't think I'm starting anybody on offense for Denver. No chance. Yeah, Dulich. Greg Dulich. Or Dulichich. He has a very interesting profile picture. Just a stash and great hair. But, I mean, again, the guy has 25 receptions, 319 yards, and one touchdown. Like, that's your offense. Jerry Jeudy on the season? I mean, not good numbers. He's played in 10 games. He started in 9. He has 34 receptions for 514 yards and 3 touchdowns. Russell Wilson just is terrible. So I don't know if I play Jerry Jeudy. I don't know. The question's a little vague. It says, do I play Jerry Jeudy? Question mark. To me, the answer is simply no. Dusty, flex spot, Pacheco or Chris Godwin? Godwin, man, that guy's almost receiver, wide receiver one. He's pretty damn close to being flex spot one. You know what I mean? My other two wide receivers are Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. My God, are you in first place? Other two running backs, Ramondre Stevenson and Travis Etienne. So if I were you, I would play Pacheco over ETN. ETN, tough matchup with the Tennessee Titans. Like I said earlier today, I think that there is a running back competition when it comes to that game with Derrick Henry and Travis Etienne. Trevor Lawrence a little banged up, so we'll see how he plays. Again, he's going to find Christian Kirk and Zay Jones most of the time. Evan Engram, probably irrelevant. But if I had to give your roster, Dusty, flex spot, Pacheco or Godwin, I'm going Godwin. My other two wide receivers are Jefferson and Chase. Fantastic. My other two running backs are Ramondre Stevenson and Travis Etienne. So if I were you in your roster, I would start Ramondre Stevenson and Isaiah Pacheco at running back. My wide receivers, Jefferson and Chase, with your flex being Chris Godwin. I would let Travis Etienne kind of rise earlier. Playoffs start next week. We move to our next matchup, which is Carolina at Seattle. This was also a runner-up for my all-juice game because this game screams messy, it screams sloppy, and it screams a lot of different guys that a lot of people drafted that could possibly be good. You know Tyler Lockett, Ema guy? You know he scored a touchdown in 4 consecutive weeks? I don't know what it is about Tyler Lockett, but that dude is a cat for life. And he's a cat daddy in the NFL. That guy, ever since he called Russell Wilson out, even though he wants to act like he didn't call Russell Wilson out and say that, you know, we're just happy that we have unselfish guys here. Who else are you talking about, T-Lock? Tyler Lockett has been an absolute god of a guy when it comes to wide receiver. DK Metcalf dealing with a hip injury, 50-50 shot to play. I think DK Metcalf is going to play. Sam Darnold back last week, 11 and 19, 164, 1 touchdown. That touchdown, he found DJ Moore, our guy. Our guy, DJ Moore. All of you that had slept on DJ Moore this entire year because you drafted him early in the third round, mid-third round of your fantasy drafts, finally DJ Moore came out of hiding. Those wanted signs on posters, on telephone poles that have 70,000 nails in them that had DJ Moore. Where's he at? Where's he at? I want DJ Moore. Where's he at? DJ Moore just needed Sam Darnold. Need to get out of Baker Mayfield. Need PJ Walker to get the hell out of town. Heck out of town. Sunday show. Had to get everybody out of town. Baker Mayfield gone. Sam Darnold in. Sam Darnold in his gigantic cranium. Finally back on the Carolina side. Throwing to DJ Moore. Deonta Foreman, a good play. He's not my first running back, nor my second, nor my third. But if you're in a deep league and you need him to start because, again, how many guys are on bye, right? We've talked about this all week. Or all day, Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Indianapolis, New Orleans, Washington, Brian Robertson, Antonio Gibson, not playing. Jonathan Taylor, not playing. Alvin Kamara, not playing. So, a guy like Deonta Foreman is a solid play. 126 carries, 563 yards, 4.4 average, and 4 touchdowns. And that's when he hasn't been the main guy. That's been the last, like, 5 weeks. Deonta Foreman, nice play. Travis Homer, interesting play because Kenny Walker, probably not playing. In fact, I know for a fact he's not going to play. He's been out of practice all week. He was a game-time decision. Not going to play. If you want to stretch, if you want to play a single stream, Travis Homer's your guy. Seattle's going to run the ball. They're going to disguise that passing offense. Geno Smith, been a G all year. 3,100 yards passing, 22 touchdowns, only 6 picks, 108.7 QBR rating on the season. DK Metcalf, DJ Moore. It's a battle of the D's and the J and the K. I don't know if I should say battle of the D's on a Sunday show. That seems a little rough. But again, Seattle, Carolina could be a juicy matchup. The last 3 o'clock matchup, right? Last 3 o'clock matchup. Your Kansas City Chiefs versus everybody else's Denver Broncos. Look, I get it, right? This is actually a tougher matchup for fantasy perspective than most people can think because Denver's defense is a Super Bowl defense. I'm not kidding. That defense is absolutely insanely good. So I am a little worried about the Kansas City Chiefs offense. But again, let's think about what happened last week. You're all Kansas City Chiefs fans. We'll talk about it here in about 15 minutes on the show After Hours with Dusty Likens, who's a great host on 610 Sports Radio with a great producer in Grant Nicholson. Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites. That scares me. The over-under in this game is 44. That also scares me. But you know what doesn't scare me? Patrick Mahomes, who's thrown for 3,800 yards. If Patrick Mahomes throws for 188 yards or 182 yards today, he throws for 4,000 yards on the season. 4,000. So I think he's going to get that. I think Patrick Mahomes is a solid play. You're not benching these guys, obviously. Patrick Mahomes. You know who I really like today for the Chiefs offense? Isaiah Pacheco. I think this is a game where Pacheco gets a lot of plug. The reason I say that is because I think the Chiefs get out to an early lead, and then I think they just kind of take off and just run the ball throughout the game. I think this is a game that screams Isaiah Pacheco, 110 yards, a touchdown. Travis Kelce, you're obviously starting. Russell Wilson, you're not starting. But Isaiah Pacheco, he averages almost 5 yards a carry. He's got 3 touchdowns. I could see him getting 5 yards a carry today, getting another touchdown, maybe 2. But again, take the under on this game. 44 is not going to hit. Chiefs are going to score probably 21 points. They're going to give up about 10, and they're going to win the game and get out. So, easy math. That's 31 points in the game today. Latavius Murray, I don't like it. I really don't like anybody on offense for Denver. Maybe they're tied in. Maybe that guy. I'm not really sure what his name is. It's like Dulich or something like that. Russell Wilson seems to find him, but Russell Wilson doesn't really know how to find anybody except himself. That's really rude to say out loud, but Russell Wilson, not a good quarterback. That offense, not good. Again, Latavius Murray, they got him off the practice squad. They got him out of free agency in the middle of the season. Travis Kelce, though, let's talk about this guy. He needs 132 yards for 1,000 on the season. He averages 12.5 a catch. He's got 12 touchdowns. He's tied for the league lead with Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams had 0 touchdowns on Thursday night. So Travis Kelce, look for him to get a touchdown. If you want to do a little bet, want to do a little nasty bet, have Travis Kelce be your first touchdown scorer in the game. The other game of the evening, Miami Chargers. That's my all-juice matchup. Miami at Los Angeles. I love this game. I think this is a great end-of-your-weekend kind of game. Dolphins, Chargers, Tua, Tyreek, Jalen, Jeff Wilson Jr., Raheem Mostert. Start them all. Start them all. Los Angeles Chargers, one of the worst teams against the run. Mike McDaniel, one of the best offensive minds when it comes to disguising running backs and getting his wide receivers open. Tyreek Hill needs 11 yards, by the way. Tyreek Hill needs 11 yards to set the all-time receiving record for the Miami Dolphins. By the way, I don't know if you looked at it, but it's week 14. Tyreek Hill needs 11 yards to set the all-time wide receiver yardage-wise in franchise history for the Dolphins in his first year. You're starting all those guys. Chargers, Mike Williams, Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen. Get them all going. This game is going to be 38-41. That's my guess. And last but not least, your Monday night game. What a bummer. The New England Patriots at the Arizona Cardinals. Terrible game. No N'Keal Harry. All those guys are out. Everybody, N'Keal Harry hasn't played for the New England Patriots in a long time. But Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, none of those guys are worth starting. I don't like Kyler Murray. I don't like Mac Jones. James Conner and Ramondre Stevenson are the only two guys I would start in that game. Those are the it. That's it. James Conner is a touchdown hog, and Ramondre Stevenson is just everything on offense that they need. Devontae Parker, I'm not starting him for New England. DeAndre Hopkins, that's the other guy I'd start for Arizona. James Conner, DeAndre Hopkins, Ramondre Stevenson, that is it. Again, that's it. When we come back, 913-586-7610. I'll take your questions. I'll give you advice. We got 1 week left, and then it's playoff weeks. And I don't know. I've looked at the schedule. This might be the last fantasy football show of the season. We come back. We'll get your questions. We'll do all that. 913-586-7610. This is Fantasy Football Sunday on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Dusty Likens, presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on 610 Sports Radio and always live on the Odyssey app.
All right, this part of the show is dedicated to yours. Fantasy lineups. So, get your questions in. This is an important week. This is a big one. Sanders or Foreman, 816. Go with Miles Sanders. Thanks, Dusty. I was leaning towards Pickens. Just need that little extra. Look, man. I know that question goes back to the 816 when it comes to George Pickens or Gabe Davis. Again, I like George Pickens, and I don't want to ruin your day, because this has happened to me a lot this year, probably the first time in my life where people ask my advice, and I go based on matchup. I go based on, like, what I think can happen. And then it doesn't really go well. I mean, I wish I could tell the future. If I could, I would probably know if I should continue doing this career or not. But this is one of those things where, like, when it comes to the matchup, you think of Stephon Diggs probably getting guarded by Sauce Gardner the entire game, which means that Josh Allen's going to look elsewhere, which means Gabe Davis should be active in the slot. When it comes to George Pickens, though, it's tough, right? I think George Pickens is a solid option because of the fact that last week, he called out his offense. He called out his quarterback. He said, give me the dang ball. I'm not going to cuss. It's Sunday. It's a church show. It's family-oriented. I don't want to get nasty with it. He said, to quote him, not me, he said, give me the damn ball, is what George Pickens said. So it's tough. Dusty, who do I play as my last flex? I need right answer. I mean, I'm trying to give you the right answer, but again, I can't tell the future. I don't know what's going to happen in football. Like, I wish I could. If I did know the answers, I would probably be a very rich man. I'm not a rich man. I'm just lucky. But when it comes to who do I play at my last flex, I need the right answer. Damian Pierce, Leonard Fournette, or Homer. I think Damian Pierce has probably ticked off a lot of people this year. I think Damian Pierce is supposed to be the guy in Houston. He hasn't been the guy. Houston's just a sad team. They're sorry. They're worse than the Missouri Tigers yesterday. Don't shake your head, Carrington. You know it's okay. Carrington Harrison in the house. He just did not like that. I had to give him a jab. They were -3 yesterday. +3, actually. But no, Leonard Fournette, Homer, Pierce. Man, I'm trying to give you my best advice. Man, you got to go. You got to go Pierce. In that order, I would go Pierce, Homer, Fournette. Just because there's a chance, if Fournette does get hurt, that Rekhard White's going to play. They're going to split those carries. So if I had to go in an order, I'd go Pierce, Homer, and Fournette. That's how I would do it. That's what I would do. Do I play Jerry Jeudy from the 913 and from the 563? No. I don't think you can play anybody on offense for the Denver Broncos except for whatever that tight end's name is. Isn't it like Dulich? It's like something like that. It's like some weird name that Russell Wilson always seems to find when it comes to the only thing that he can find, which is on the offensive side. But again, I don't think I'm starting anybody on offense for Denver. No chance. Yeah, Dulich. Greg Dulich. Or Dulichich. He has a very interesting profile picture. Just a stash and great hair. But, I mean, again, the guy has 25 receptions, 319 yards, and one touchdown. Like, that's your offense. Jerry Jeudy on the season? I mean, not good numbers. He's played in 10 games. He's started in 9. He has 34 receptions for 514 yards and 3 touchdowns. Russell Wilson just is terrible. So I don't know if I play Jerry Jeudy. I don't know. The question's a little vague. It says, do I play Jerry Jeudy? Question mark. To me, the answer is simply no. Dusty, flex spot, Pacheco or Chris Godwin? Godwin, man, that guy's almost receiver, wide receiver one. He's pretty damn close to being flex spot one. You know what I mean? My other two wide receivers are Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. My God, are you in first place? Other two running backs, Ramondre Stevenson and Travis Etienne. So if I were you, I would play Pacheco over Etienne. ETN, tough matchup with the Tennessee Titans. Like I said earlier today, I think that there is a running back competition when it comes to that game with Derrick Henry and Travis Etienne. Trevor Lawrence a little banged up, so we'll see how he plays. Again, he's going to find Christian Kirk and Zay Jones most of the time. Evan Ingram, probably irrelevant. But if I had to give your roster, Dusty, flex spot, Pacheco, or Godwin, I'm going Godwin. My other two wide receivers are Jefferson and Chase. Fantastic. My other two running backs are Ramondre Stevenson and Travis Etienne. So if I were you in your roster, I would start Ramondre Stevenson and Isaiah Pacheco at running back. My wide receivers, Jefferson and Chase, with your flex being Chris Godwin. I would let Travis Etienne kind of ride the pine this week, unless you have to play him for folks out there. If Travis Etienne is your starting running back, or one of your starting running backs, like the guy talking on the air right now who has Travis Etienne, who has to start Travis Etienne today, yeah. But if I have your roster, 660, obviously Jefferson and Chase start. Your flex should be Chris Godwin. Your running back should be Pacheco and Stevenson. I just think Pacheco has a good day today. I know Jerick McKinnon gets a lot of theft carries. What I mean by that is he steals some big yardage from Isaiah Pacheco. But again, I think this is a big Pacheco game. I think the Chiefs get out to an early 14-0 lead. I think they take their foot off the gas, hide the playbook, and just kind of coast. You'll see a lot of that moving forward with the Kansas City Chiefs. But again, 913-586-7610. This has been a Fantasy Football Sunday. I enjoy everybody that gives me the questions. Travis Homer, man, I think that guy can play a good role today in Seattle's offense. They have to run the ball to get those two guys on the outside, T-Lock and DK Metcalf, to get them going. And Trevor Lawrence a little banged up. Deshaun Watson or Kirk Cousins from the 816? Kirk Cousins. I think Deshaun Watson is a good playoff find for those of you out there. It sounds weird to talk about him like this, but I think he is a good playoff find for those of you that have, you know, maybe not the best quarterback situation. Maybe you got a Daniel Jones and he gets a little rocky. Today, if you have Deshaun Watson and Kirk Cousins, I think you start Kirk Cousins, right? And then I think you watch Deshaun Watson's skill set today. Yes, or last week, a very, very rough go for Deshaun Watson. This week, a little bit more. Etienne or Homer in the flex, go with Homer. I know Etienne is a guy that a lot of people tend to like want to play because he's been good. But again, you have a guy that's going to get a boatload of carries because the two guys in front of him are out in Seattle. So I do like Homer today in a flex or an RB2 option. Devonta Smith or Devin Singletary? Is that a serious question? Devonta Smith. I'm in trouble. Daniel Jones or Mike White, 6 points for a touchdown pass. I would go Daniel Jones. I think Mike White has a tough matchup today against Buffalo. Daniel Jones, I get it. He's going to get maybe a touchdown pass, but he's also going to run, right? He's going to run a little bit. Thank you. Didn't want to bring the creep out yet. Yeah, I know. I hear you, man. Let Watson sit on the bench, and then just we'll see what happens this week. And if he does anything good, we'll find out. Najee Harris or Isaiah Pacheco? That might be the toughest question I've gotten today. Because I can see similarities for both, right? Like, I can see both of those guys playing out to have a good game today. Najee Harris has probably been a very disappointing pickup for a lot of you in the fantasy world today. But Baltimore, Pittsburgh, that's a tough matchup. I really like Pacheco today. I just really like Isaiah Pacheco. This has been a Fantasy Football Sunday. We come back, we'll do After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for listening. This is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Dusty Likens, presented by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views on 610 Sports Radio and always live on the Odyssey app.
I would do. Do I play Jerry Jeudy from the 913 and from the 563? No. I don't think you can play anybody on offense for the Denver Broncos except for whatever that tight end's name is. Isn't like Dulich? It's like something like that. It's like some weird name that Russell Wilson always seems to find when it comes to the only thing that he can find, which is on the offensive side. But again, I don't think I'm starting anybody on offense for Denver. No chance. Yeah, Dulich. Greg Dulich. Or Dulichich. He has a very interesting profile picture. Just a stash and great hair. But, I mean, again, the guy has 25 receptions, 319 yards, and one touchdown. Like, that's your offense. Jerry Jeudy on the season? I mean, not good numbers. He's played in 10 games. He started in 9. He has 34 receptions for 514 yards and 3 touchdowns. Russell Wilson just is terrible. So I don't know if I play Jerry Jeudy. I don't know. The question's a little vague. It says, do I play Jerry Jeudy? Question mark. To me, the answer is simply no. Dusty, flex spot, Pacheco or Chris Godwin? Godwin, man, that guy's almost receiver, wide receiver one. He's pretty damn close to being flex spot one. You know what I mean? My other two wide receivers are Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. My God, are you in first place? Other two running backs, Ramondre Stevenson and Travis Etienne. So if I were you, I would play Pacheco over Etienne. Etienne, tough matchup with the Tennessee Titans. Like I said earlier today, I think that there is a running back competition when it comes to that game with Derrick Henry and Travis Etienne. Trevor Lawrence a little banged up, so we'll see how he plays. Again, he's going to find Christian Kirk and Zay Jones most of the time. Evan Ingram, probably irrelevant. But if I had to give your roster, Dusty, flex spot, Pacheco, or Godwin, I'm going Godwin. My other two wide receivers are Jefferson and Chase. Fantastic. My other two running backs are Ramondre Stevenson and Travis Etienne. So if I were you in your roster, I would start Ramondre Stevenson and Isaiah Pacheco at running back. My wide receivers, Jefferson and Chase, with your flex being Chris Godwin. I would let Travis Etienne kind of ride the pine this week, unless you have to play him for folks out there. If Travis Etienne is your starting running back or one of your starting running backs, like the guy talking on the air right now who has Travis Etienne, who has to start Travis Etienne today, yeah. But if I have your roster, 6-6-0, obviously Jefferson and Chase start. Your flex should be Chris Godwin. Your running back should be Pacheco and Stevens. I just think Pacheco has a good day today. I know Jerick McKinnon gets a lot of theft carries. What I mean by that is he steals some big yardage from Isaiah Pacheco. But again, I think this is a big Pacheco game. I think the Chiefs get out to an early 14-0 lead. I think they take their foot off the gas, hide the playbook, and just kind of coast. You'll see a lot of that moving forward with the Kansas City Chiefs. But again, 913-586-7610. This has been a Fantasy Football Sunday. I enjoy everybody that gives me the questions. Travis Homer, man, I think that guy can play a good role today in Seattle's offense. They have to run the ball to get those two guys on the outside, T-Lock and DK Metcalf, to get them going. And Trevor Lawrence a little banged up. Deshaun Watson or Kirk Cousins from the 816? Kirk Cousins. I think Deshaun Watson is a good playoff find for those of you out there. It sounds weird to talk about him like this, but I think he is a good playoff find for those of you that have, you know, maybe not the best quarterback situation. Maybe you got a Daniel Jones and he gets a little rocky. Today, if you have Deshaun Watson and Kirk Cousins, I think you start Kirk Cousins, right? And then I think you watch Deshaun Watson's skill set today. Yes, or last week, a very, very rough go for Deshaun Watson. This week, a little bit more. Etienne or Homer in the flex, go with Homer. I know Etienne is a guy that a lot of people tend to like want to play because he's been good. But again, you have a guy that's going to get a boatload of carries because the two guys in front of him are out in Seattle. So I do like Homer today in a flex or an RB2 option. Devonta Smith or Devin Singletary? Is that a serious question? Devonta Smith. I'm in trouble. Daniel Jones or Mike White, 6 points for a touchdown pass. I would go Daniel Jones. I think Mike White has a tough matchup today against Buffalo. Daniel Jones, I get it. He's going to get maybe a touchdown pass, but he's also going to run, right? He's going to run a little bit. Thank you. Didn't want to bring the creep out yet. Yeah, I know. I hear you, man. Let Watson sit on the bench and then just we'll see what happens this week. And if he does anything good, we'll find out. Najee Harris or Isaiah Pacheco? That might be the toughest question I've gotten today. Because I can see similarities for both, right? Like I can see both of those guys playing out to have a good game today. Najee Harris has probably been a very disappointing pickup for a lot of you in the fantasy world today. But Baltimore, Pittsburgh, that's a tough matchup. I really like Pacheco today. I just really like Isaiah Pacheco. This has been a Fantasy Football Sunday. We come back, we'll do After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for listening. This is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Dusty Likens, presented by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views on 610 Sports Radio and always live on the Odyssey app.